Mesechtas Bikurim, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Tes. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah that if someone lost their Bikurim before they brought it to the Har HaBayis, he's responsible to replace it. And the Mishnah here, Mishnah Tes, comes to explain. Uminayin shuchai b'chayusin ad she'yaveh l'Har HaBayis. From where do we know, where's the source in the Torah, that a person's chai b'chayusin, he's responsible to replace for lost Bikurim ad she'yaveh l'Har HaBayis, before he reached the Har HaBayis. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Reishis Bikur Ad Mascha, the first fruits from your land, Tavi Beis Hashem Alekecha, you have to bring to the house of Hashem, your God. You must bring it. Melamed Shechayev Achar Yusam, this teaches us that you're Chayev and the Achrayis, you're responsible for them, Ad Shevi La HaBayis, until you brought it. Until it reaches there, you haven't fulfilled your obligation, and if they got lost before, you didn't fulfill your obligation until you bring Bikurim all the way to the Har HaBayis. The Mishnah brings now another case of Mevi Ve'enikere. This is the last case in the list before we go on to a different category. Hare Shehebi Mimin Echad Vikar, someone who already brought from one species of Bikurim, and he was Kareya, for example, he brought grapes, and he already said the Psukim on it. V'chazer Mevi Mimin Acher, and now he brings a different species, he's bringing figs. Then, Enei Kairi, once he already recited the first time the Psukim for that season on a different species, he doesn't say the Psukim again on a different species when he comes a second time. And this is another case of Mevi Ve'enei Kairi. Mishnah Yud goes back to what we mentioned in the first Mishnah, that there's different categories. Some people are Enei Mevi Ve'enei Kairi, some people are Mevi Ve'enei Kairi, some people are Mevi Ve'kairi. So the Mishnah over here says, Ve'elu Mevi and Ve'kairi. These are the list of people that are maybe and they're carried, they bring Bikurim and they say the Psukim. Menatzeres v'alachag, someone who brings them from between the times of Shavuos time and Sukkos time, which is the proper time to bring. Mishivas haminim, and he's bringing from the seven species that Eretz Yisrael is praised for, that's wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. Miperis shebaharim, the fruits that grow on the mountains, which are the good quality fruits. Mitamares Shabamakim, and the dates that grow in the valleys. It was dates specifically were better when they grew in low places. The rest of the fruit were better when they grew in high places. Umizese Shaman, and from good oil-producing olives. So basically, it has to be good quality fruit in order to be able to be carried. And the Tanna Kamma holds, even Me'ever HaYarden, even if it was brought from the east side of the Yarden, the other side of the Yarden, that was where Shevet. Reuven got in half of Shevet Menashe, got a portion in Eretz Yisrael. They were given this portion in the Eiver HaYarden. The Tanna Kamma holds that they also bring Bikurim from there. Rav Yosei Glili Omer, not only do they bring Bikurim, but they're also Kairei, they say the Psukim. Rav Yosei Glili says, Eimei Vien Bikurim Eiver HaYarden. From Eiver Yarden, you don't bring Bikurim at all. She'enan be'eretz zavas chol v'dvash. That's not part of the land that's flowing with milk and honey, which is mentioned in the psukim that describe the mitzvah of Bikurim, and therefore it's not included at all in the mitzvah of Bikurim. And the Tanna Kamma disagrees and holds that it's still considered a Eretz Asher Nesata Lanu, which is part of the land that Hashem gave us when we entered into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, according to the Tanna Kamma, you do bring Bikurim and your Kairi, you say the Psukim.